Good morning, welcome back to Nachyomi. Today we're going to be learning together Mizmor Kuf Gimel, which is the 103rd psalm in the book of Tehillim. This Mizmor is a very powerful Mizmor, and is really about the soul blessing Hashem. It starts and ends with a very similar structure, which is Barchi Nafshi Es Hashem, let my soul bless Hashem. Let's take a look at some of the details of this Mizmor. It is comprised of 22 psukim, and is divided into essentially three main sections. The first five psukim are really an introduction, which start with the words to David, to David, Barchi Nafshi Es Hashem b'chol karavayas shem kodshoi. So it's referring to his soul, and all his innards are praising Hashem. And he describes in detail how HaKadosh Baruch Hu sustains him and upholds him during his life. The first section of the Mizmor itself is Psukim Vov to Tes, 6 to 9, in which the Mesharer, the narrator, describes the Yud Gimel Midos Hashem, the blessing that Hashem has mercy on humankind. The second section runs from Psukim Yud to Yud Dalad, 10 to 14, in which in this section it describes the way that Hashem deals with those who fear him. And finally, the last section is Tes Vov to Yud Tes, 15 to 19, contrasting the mortality of man and the infinity of the Almighty, with the final pasuk being the conclusion, which is the last pasuk of Chaf Beis, Baruch Hu Hashem Kol Ma'asov B'chol Mekomois Memshaltoi Baruchi Nafshi Es Hashem. That here he says all the creations of Hashem should ultimately bless Hashem and his malchus, his memshala, his control, and let my soul, as he returns to the refrain of the beginning, bless Hashem. In terms of words, milim manchot, words which repeat themselves as themes, one of the fascinating words to focus on in this mizmor is the word kol, all. There's a lot of absolutism in this mizmor about all of creation, all of myself, all of my limbs, all of the angels. There's a lot of alls in this mizmor, and this is very broad strokes. In terms of the content and theme, there's a lot of different themes which are running through this. They're all related to each other. This mizmor itself is almost completely praise. There's no requests, there's no beseeching, there's no supplication. It's just praising Hashem. Here's a few themes to think about as we learn through this together. First is, this is really a conversation with the soul. The Malbim points out, he suggests, at the beginning, the reason why he turns Baruchi Nafshi Es Hashem, that he turns to his soul, is because the person, the human being, is comprised of a body and a soul, and the soul is the one which has the instrumentation necessary to be able to really appreciate the divine. It's always so funny when you speak to somebody who wants to have some sort of tangible, physical proof of God or godliness or spirituality. You know, can we measure it? Can we put a thermometer into it? Can we get an altimeter to measure how high heaven is? Can we get a sense of the barometer when the spiritual change is happening? No, that's the wrong instrumentation. You're going, it's like going to a waterfall with a thimble and saying, you know, this waterfall only has a thimble full of water in its power. Well, that's because your instrumentation was so limited, that's all you could possibly collect. So we turn Baruchi Nafshi Es Hashem, says the Malbim. Our soul should praise Hashem because the soul has the capacity to understand the spiritual underpinnings in this world. This Mizmor is full of contrasts. As an example, it contrasts the eternality of Hashem and the finity of human beings. You know, so Enosh in Pasuk Tezvov, Enosh kechatzir yomov, ketzitz hasodeh kein yotzitz. Human beings like this grass which blows away and is not remembered. But Hashem's kindness is for eternity on those who fear him. Another contrast is the distance from Hashem to terra firma, and yet his closeness to those who fear him. In Pasuk Yud Aleph, ki kegovaya shomayim al oretz, govar chastoy al yireyav. The distance from heaven to earth is the ratio of strength and connection of his chesed to those who fear him. So far from it being a distance, it's actually proximate. Another contrast is Hashem is in charge of the entire world, yet he has very specific providence over every being. So for instance, in Pasuk Yud Tes, where he says, Hashem b'shamayim heichin kisoy machul soy ba'kol mashola, Hashem's throne is in heaven and he has control over everything. If you reverse to Pesukim, But his kindness is onto the human beings. Even though you may say, well, they're inconsequential. There's a biological scrap of material. No, the answer is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns to those who fear him. Another theme to be noticed in this mizmor is the human versus nature theme. On the one hand, there's Hashem controls all of nature, and all of nature owes its praise and its song to Hashem. At the same time, it is really about the Yireyov, those who fear Hashem, who has a unique relationship to. As he says in Pasuk Yud Gimel, Karachem of Albonim, Richam Hashem al Yireyov. Like a father has mercy on their children, that's how Hashem has mercy on those who fear him, who've chosen to become his children. There is also an element, another theme in this mizmor, of understanding the human condition. He turns to Hashem, and numerous times in this mizmor, he evokes the idea that Hashem is forgiving. It's an axiom of the Meshorer that Hashem will forgive the frailty of the human condition. Pasuk Gimel, Hasolecha b'chol avonaychi, Arofei l'chol tachluaychi. Hashem, you forgive all my sins, you heal all my wounds. Pasuk Yud, lo kachatoenu asalonu. Hashem, don't do according to our sins. Lo kavonoseinu gumol aleinu. Don't give us as we deserve from our actions. You, Hashem, you remember that we're only worthless dust, ultimately. You know, so there's a general assent and understanding that the human being is frail, and that's why he evokes the 13 Yugim al-Midos Rachamim in the first main section of this mizmor. It should be noted that there's a shifting voice in this mizmor. First he turns to his soul, then he turns descriptively to the rest of the world and the Hashem's Hanhaga, his providence of the rest of the world. And then he shifts to turning to the world to tell it to bless Hashem, and then turns back to his soul. So the object seems to be continually shifting. And it could be, as the Da'at Mikra suggests, as Rav Amos Chacham suggests, that there might be a dialogue between the Meshorer and the Kahal, between the narrator and the community. It's hard to understand where the dialogue shifts and breaks down, but nonetheless, it is a possibility. In terms of the events behind this mizmor, the Radak points out that similar to the last mizmor in Kuf Beis, this is actually a person who is experiencing galus, but even in galus, even though he's experiencing what he calls micro-salvations, he still awaits the ultimate salvation. That's why there's such a focus on the theme of sin and atonement in this mizmor. The Da'at Mikra does point out that this mizmor does sound very similar to Iyov Lamed Gimel, in the second half of the parak, where Elihu, who's one of the friends of Iyov, describes the recovering from sickness and the perspective it brings to a person. Although not all the words are similar, but the themes are very similar to this mizmor. In terms of the places this appears in our davening, this is the 9th of 10 mizmorim, which is added to the Pesuk Yedizimra of Yom Kippur in the Nusach of the Sfaradim. It is also the last section, the last three baruchus, are used by Rabbi Yehuda Halevi as the conclusion of one of his piyutim in the Shachris of Yom Kippur. It is also the notion of the last section of evoking the praise of the angels and nature. It does seem to be somewhat of the format of the first bracha of the Kriya Shema, Birkas Yoitzer, as well. There's a number of specific psukim which appear all over. So the first pasuk, Ladovi Barchina Shiasesha Es Hashem, is towards the end of Nishmas. As we say on Shabbos, Pasuk Yud Tes, Hashem Bashamayim Echin Kisoy, Hashem in the heavens has established his throne, Malchusoy Bakom HaShola, is said in Yehi Kavod. Also the last part of the Pasuk, Malchusoy Bakom HaShola, is part of the foundation of the brachas in Malchuyos, in the Musaf Shmona Esrei of Rosh Hashanah. Pasuk Yud Dalet is another example, Kihil Yada Yetzreinu Zachor Ki Afar Anachnu, is used as part of Tachanun at the end, and is also part of the Avinu Malkeinu basis. In terms of words and psukim in the spotlight, the Gemara in Yud Gimel, in Megillah, Yud Zayin Amud Beis, has a fascinating insight, and that is that the Gemara there says that the first preamble to our mizmor is actually the format of the introduction of our Shmoneh Esrei, of our Amida. So that we say, Hasolech lo kol avonaychi, harofele kol tachluaychi, hagoel mishachas chayaychi. So that Hashem atones for our sins, heals us from our wounds, and redeems us from the lowly world. In this case, the mizmor is used as the basis for why Anshei Knesset HaGdolah chose to set up the brachas in that order. Why it is that it goes, Slicha, Geula, and refuah in that specific order based on our mizmor. The Gemara in Brachos also does note that there are five baruchus mentioned in this mizmor. Shlomo Melech says in Mishlei, Pi Apostle B'chochma of Torah's Chesed al Lashana, who's that referring to? It refers to David HaMelech, his father, who lived in five different realms and praised Hashem, sang song in each of them. What does that mean? When he was born, when he was in the womb, he was said Shira, as he says, Barchi Nafshi es Hashem. And then when he entered this world and he saw the entire world, the vastness of this universe, he said his second Shira, which was Baruch Hu Hashem Malachov Gibore Korach Oyse Devaroi. Then when he was nursed by his mother, when he was in that sphere of existence and dependence, then he said the Shira of Baruchi Nafshi Es Hashem Al Tishkechi Kol Gmulav. And then in the next stage, it's the third level of song. And then the next level of song was when he saw Mapaloson Shel Rishayim, when he saw the evil falling, he said, Yitamu Chatoim in Oretz Rishayim Oidenom. That comes from the next Mizmor. And finally, at the day of death, that's when he said the last one, Baruchi Nafshi Es Hashem, Hashem Elokai Godalta Me'od. That is the next Mizmor of Baruchi Nafshi, which he says the fifth. So putting Kuf Gimel and Kuf Dalet together, there are five stages in his life where David imminently notices Hashem and uses those moments to sing to Hashem. And I guess the lesson is that the many different levels and moments in our lives, all in different ways, beckon us to be able to sing through them. Some of them are high, some of them are low, but they all have the greater perspective that David HaMelech shared, and that is Baruchi Nafshi Es Hashem, which is the bridge between this mizmor and the next. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.